This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With winter behind us, Washington State can look to the Cascades for signs that our water supply should be solid in the coming months, thanks to our snowpack. But our neighbors to the south are bracing for a low water supply this summer because of their lack of winter snow. The USDA's Julie Caberly says Oregon looks back at the winter snowpack with disappointment.
We've really just seen a well below normal amount of snow for the whole season this year in Oregon, and a lot of that was to do with just a really mild winter starting off.
Caberly says there was a late winter push for snow that fell short of the mark.
About mid-February, we started to see a return of winter, and we started to see more snow accumulating in the mountains, but it really just a little too late, and we weren't able to receive enough snow to make up for that deficit.
Caberly says you can look south and east for the areas in Oregon that are in the worst shape heading into summer.
In fact, some of our areas, like John Day Basin, for instance, most all of the snow has melted out, and some of our snow measuring sites melt out sooner than normal, and that's, as a result, like a below normal stream flow throughout the spring and summer for the irrigation season.
Caberly says Governor Kate Brown has declared both Baker and Klamath counties under an official state of emergency due to drought. Listen tomorrow for more on the Oregon water supply.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.